First reading, Jeremiah chapter 15, verses 15 to 21. A reading from Jeremiah. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me, and bring down retribution for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, do not take me away. Know that on your account I suffer insult. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of merrymakers, nor did I rejoice. Under the weight of your hand I sat alone, for you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unceasing, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Truly, you are to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail. Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you turn back, I will take you back, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious, and not what is worthless, you shall serve as my mouth. It is they who will turn to you, not you who will turn to them. And I will make you, to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you. For I am with you, to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. Psalm chapter 26, verses 1 through 8. Give judgment for me, O Lord, for I have lived with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for your steadfast love is before my eyes. I have walked faithfully with you. I have not sat with the worthless, nor do I consort with the deceitful. I have hated the company of evildoers. I will not sit down with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence. O Lord, that I may go in procession round your altar, singing aloud a song of thanksgiving and recounting all of your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house in which you dwell and the place where your glory abides. Second reading, Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. A reading from Romans. Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the room for the wrath of God, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink, for by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The Word of God.
Our gospel reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 to 28. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. From that time on, after Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The Gospel of our Lord. Poor Peter. Just a few short verses ago, he was in Jesus's good books, so to speak. If you remember from our gospel reading last week, his testimony of understanding just who Jesus was, that Jesus was the Messiah, affirmed Jesus's identity. And in response, Jesus proclaimed that Peter was the rock on which the church would be built. Peter got it. But only a few short verses later, after Jesus describes what his future will look like, Peter becomes defiant and emphatically states that God forbid Jesus should die. God forbid Jesus should suffer on a cross for the sins of others. Peter was upset. His response was a human one out of concern for his friend, mentor, and teacher. Peter believed Jesus to be a man of power and authority. Why on earth would someone of Jesus' stature have to suffer and be put to death? Peter did not understand the radical love of Jesus Christ. He did not understand the cost of discipleship that results in the unconditional and eternal love of God. Peter is more concerned with human things than divine things. And Jesus' response is stark. He calls Peter not a rock, but a stumbling block, telling him to get behind me, Satan. Poor Peter. He evidently does not get it. But I wonder how many of us would get it if we put ourselves in Peter's sandals. Jesus then goes on to explain and invite Peter and the rest of the disciples to a deeper relationship with him and with God. But his words are not so easy to understand. Jesus states, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their crosses and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." What does this all mean? Well, Jesus is inviting the disciples and us into a new relationship. He is inviting us to a new discovery of ourselves, to discover who we are as Christians and where we are to be led in the world. But what does Jesus exactly mean when he states that we are to deny ourselves? Are we just supposed to give away all of our possessions and deny our being? Is it like a strict diet where we deny ourselves our favorite snacks of chips or chocolate in order to lose weight? While some do participate in the denial of things that they enjoy during Lent, this was not what Jesus was talking about. In this relationship, Jesus is inviting us to a life away from self-centeredness, a life free of doing what is best for ourselves alone. Jesus is asking us the question, where do we find our satisfaction in life? Is it in buying the latest gadget or having the largest bank account? Is it looking after only yourself at the expense of others? Do we, like Peter, set our minds on human things and not the divine? do we as a church look to spiritually fulfilling our own needs instead of fulfilling the needs of others? These many questions are not always that easy to answer, and perhaps we don't want to answer them because it involves taking up our own crosses. It involves examining our lives and our commitment to God through the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Taking up our own crosses involves us dismantling our own comfortable and familiar lives, leaving us feeling vulnerable and even fearful of change. But if we allow the dismantling to happen, if we deny ourselves, we become open to the radical love that only God can provide. These past 6 months have been difficult for many. There is the worry of getting COVID. There are feelings of loneliness and isolation. There is the stress of financial issues and economic downturns. There is the stress of our children and grandchildren returning to school. There is the stress of numbers rising, of second waves, and lockdowns returning. So much stress. But amidst the stress and the difficulties, we have also been given an opportunity to change the way we live our lives. We've been given an opportunity to pull ourselves out of our comfort zones and try something new. We've been given the opportunity to dismantle what is broken. What if God is using this time to lead us on a new journey, wanting us to be truly satisfied in life by being the light of the world, in lifting each other up when we struggle and suffer with loss or grief, by welcoming the stranger, by dismantling racism and unjust policies that hurt our neighbor, by celebrating diversity, by praying for one another, and working together towards a clean and safe environment. In denying ourselves, we are being given the opportunity to turn to one another in love and respect. And instead of being in an I relationship, it becomes an us relationship. Instead of being an individualistic society, where the second place person is the first place loser, we become a community where all can live in harmony and peace. This is what Paul writes about in our second reading this morning. This is the mark of our identity as true Christians. This is our role as disciples in the world. Jesus accepted his journey to Jerusalem and the cross, and he did so knowing that humanity would reject the radical love of God. He accepted the sacrifice of the cross. We too are on a journey, just like Peter. Throughout our lives, we are both rocks and stumbling blocks. We are both sinner and saint, in true Lutheran speak. Sometimes we get it. More often than not, we do not get it. But through all the ups and downs, there is one thing that is for certain. We are loved, and we are not alone. We are not alone in our suffering, our grief, our anxiety, or our fear. We are not alone in our joys and happiness. We are loved. And every day we are given the choice of new life in the grace and mercy of God's only Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So, let us take up our crosses. Let us deny ourselves for the sake of others, and let us journey onward, making a compassionate difference in a world that so desperately needs it. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our hymn of the day is Lord Jesus, You Shall Be My Song. And that is from the ELW hymn number 808. And there is also a YouTube link available.